Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life. We're going to be taking you through different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Today we're talking about bringing back the Ojibwe Way of Life. Where do we start, you know? We've seen a lot of our people, you know, struggling with this. What is there out there for us, you know? And where do we go? Who do we talk to? And once again, you know, we're talking about our elders being reconnected with them. Our elders have, you know, hauled away, you know, the ones that are still here. And we got to take advantage of that. So, in a way, we got to go out and search for these elders. They're everywhere still, you know. We just got to connect into them. And what time we got left with them, you know, utilize it in a good way. No one person knows everything. We're a collective. So, with all of us, you know, we can learn our ways, learn them in a good way, and do what we can while we can. It's just takes a little tobacco, going up to an elder and tell them you're trying to learn your ways. One of my friends that's passed on now, he told me that, you know, he said, you just need your tobacco, just go on up there and just go ask them, you know, they'll tell you. And it's been that way ever since. Yes, they tell you every time. They tell you, they're happy to tell you. They're happy to release the information to you. There was a man that had taken how to read the stars and reading the stars with him to the spirit world when on his journey. And we went to ask his kids if he had passed it on to them, and they said no. And that was information lost right there. It's not that it's banished, you know, or anything like that. It's that we got to take the time to discover these elders, you know, and what they know. In our way, you know, we need a tobacco to. If we're going to be asked something, and to acknowledge that tobacco, it's a connector, and then we use all things under the sun, you know, in order to help each other, in order to help ourselves. And when I talk about help ourselves, we're not just helping ourselves to collect everything, but we're helping ourselves so that we can be prepared to pass that on to the next generation when they ask. And slowly and surely, you know, they're coming around and they're asking. And what little I know, you know, I go ahead and tell them what I know, what my elders have talked about. So in a very good way, we're bringing back that Ojibwe way of life. Through connections, through the tobacco, through the younger generation asking the older generation. And there's always that, you know, well, I don't know. Of course there is. And this time, I'll find out for you. I'll go ask the other elders and get their wisdom from them. And when you talk about wisdom, the only way to gain wisdom is through experience. And so they've had their experiences. And so now they're able to pass on their wisdom and their information to us. And when, you know, you need to clarify something, when you need to absolutely know something, you know, go put your tobacco down. And watch and wait and see. Something will always happen. It's always been that way. There was once, you know, in belief, bringing our ways back, believe it. My good friend, I guess they call him a medicine man. You know, he was told, you know, that there was going to be these science guys that are going to come along and study him, I guess, follow him around. And then he was telling me about, yeah, you know, there was a storm that was there that night. And so he went and took his tobacco and he went out to the tree, this tree over there and in his yard. And these guys were there. They were watching him, observing him. And he went and put his tobacco down. And that next morning, or then he came on in and they said, what did you do? He said, I went and put my tobacco out. And they said, for the spirits? He said, yes. And they asked, did they take it? And he said, yes, they did. And then the next morning, the one scientist woke him up, you know, excited. And he said, hey, he says, look, he said, they didn't take that tobacco. He said, look, I went and picked it up off the ground. It's right here still. He said, them spirits didn't take that tobacco. And he looked at him. He said, geez, he said, you don't have no faith and no belief at all. He said, yes, they come and they took it. He said, just because that physical is there, that doesn't mean the spirit of the tobacco didn't go with them. He said, well, how are you so sure that the spirit of the tobacco went with them? And he says, well, geez, he said, let me think. He said, well, he says, if you take two magnets and you take a North Pole and a South Pole, he said, what's going to happen? He said, well, the scientist guy says, well, he says, they're going to attract each other. We all know that. And he says, well, if you take a North Pole and a North Pole and you put those two magnets together, what's going to happen? He says, well, they're going to repel each other. And he says, you're absolutely sure that's going to happen? He said, well, yes, it is, you know, that's science. He says, yeah, he says, but can you see the action between the two magnets that are repelling each other? He says, you can feel it, right? He says, well, yeah. He says, that's a North Pole and a North Pole. He said, they gotta repel each other. He said, well, yes, but can you see that between them? You have absolute faith. An absolute belief that that's what those North Pole and North Pole are going to do. Correct? He said, yes. But can you see it? And the scientist says, no. And then he said, I got up and I made my breakfast. Well, that's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening to me, Miigwech.